I am so excited about this midweek mom chat because I am talking to Grayson Woods and Julie Thomas, two incredible women's health care professionals. Grayson is a gynecologist. They are amazing. I got to do an event with them for Nashville Edit, which is a magazine in Nashville. And I interviewed Grayson, and we talked all about just her journey as a gynecologist. She has a skincare line. And she and Julie have now started this program called FYI, which is so awesome. It is so needed. And what it is it's just an organization where you can get together. It's a group. It's a place to connect, engage, and grow with women. And they bring in all sorts of health specialists, experts, medical and wellness gurus, and they have these experts talk to you about topics that every woman wants to know about, but maybe doesn't know how to get in touch with someone like this, doesn't have access to these resources. Anyway, this conversation is amazing. I, on the other hand, am a dodo brain because I'm still going to blame it on being only 4 months out of having a baby. I have pregnancy brain or post-pregnancy brain, whatever you call it. They are sharing a mic, and so I have them on a mic, and then I have me on a mic, and I kept thinking their mic was really loud, and I kept turning it down and turning it down and turning it down. Well, guess what? I turned my mic down all the way to like zero. So the mic I was using, you really can't hear. So I am now going to be sharing their mic. You can hear me on their mic, but it sounds like I'm far away, like in some sort of echoey chamber. But that's just how it is. That's real life. This podcast is called Get Real. I am getting real with y'all. I made a stupid mistake, but you can still hear the podcast. It's still awesome. The message is still there. They sound great. Just sometimes you're going to have to give me a little bit of grace when you listen to my voice because I sound like I'm in an echoing freezer chamber or something, like an ice chest. And is that even echo? I don't know. I don't know what I'm talking about. You'll get the point. I'm really sorry that I had this technical issue. It's not going to take away from the amazing content of this interview. So get excited. Here are the ladies behind this incredible organization, event, group, FYI. You got to be a part of it. You got to know about it. Here they are.
I am really excited about this midweek mom chat because I have two badasses. They're not only both moms, right?
Right.
Both moms and running a giant business. And on top of it, y'all just added this incredible, I don't even know how you describe what FYI is. So I want to break it down. Tell me about what you guys do together. And then how you started this awesome new concept for women called FYI. Take it away, Grayson Woods and Julie Thomas.
Thanks for having us, Carol.
Yes, thank you.
We are so excited about our new project, which we're kind of in shock too because we have very full lives, but we really felt strongly compelled to start this company called FYI. That is a great place for women to gather and be together and learn from experts about all kinds of health related topics, family related topics, you know, really just anything. Like, you talk to your friends and find out from your friends, hey, you know, where do I get my haircut? Where do I do this? Where do I do that? Well, what about, you know, my newborn won't sleep at night? And, you know, maybe you've even talked to your doctor already, but you want a little more advice. This is a space to come together and ask more questions.
What is y'all's background?
I'm an obstetrician gynecologist by training, and so I had the privilege of delivering many babies over the years, and currently I operate Woods Gynecology, a women's health practice, along with Woods Aesthetics, taking care of women and their day-to-day needs outside of having babies.
So, you know, that's a big job just in itself, just as a landing point before you have all that coming out for. And then Julie, are y'all partners? Mm-hmm. Y'all are partners together at Woods Aesthetics.
Well, we work together.
Is a whole line of facial products mm-hmm. that you came mm-hmm. up with.
So we have our own line of products that we use, and we have a team of nurses and estheticians and help women with skincare needs and confidence. And then Julie and I have the opportunity.
Okay.
We work together in gynecology.
Mm-hmm. So you are both gynecologists.
Yes. I'm not sure you want me to help you too much with your skincare needs. I'll try the best that I can, but I'm on the learning curve with that one. But I'm a women's health nurse practitioner by training, and I've been working at Woods Gynecology for just over 5 years now, and so very happy. I laugh a lot. That's great.
I come up to this podcast and just like, I'm not sure you're ready for me to
do
this podcast today.
Oh, yeah.
I like that you got that little sassy streak.
Yeah. Well, so much of what we do every day is to take care of women. I mean, that's why we chose this profession and chose this specialty. And so we see women all day long. I see patients Monday, Wednesday, Friday. Grayson is there every day. We also have three other nurse practitioners too, just so that people can get appointments quickly when they call and they need something. But so much of what we see, Western medicine really is all about diagnosing and reacting to disease. So everybody wants insurance, and so you go to your doctor with a certain problem that you have. You get this certain label, which is an insurance code. It gets submitted to the insurance company, and then they determine whether or not they want to pay for your visit. It has nothing to do with creating health. It's all about diagnosing and reacting to disease. And so much of what we do in primary care is really to want to care for the whole woman. And that comes out in different areas. I mean, we are all unique and special in different ways, but the core of us is we're all emotional, spiritual, relational, intellectual, and physical human beings, and sexual human beings. And so I think to find balance in all of that is really hard, particularly in our current society and the way that it is. And it takes community to support, which a lot of people don't have either. And so what we see day in and day out are women who come in for things where they really need support in terms of creating health in their life. They don't really need a label to go to the insurance company and for the insurance company to say no, or, mm-hmm. I'm not going to cover it or whatever. And so because that was our heart, and we only have really 15 minutes with you during your annual exam once a year to be able to address that you're tired all the time, or maybe you're not interested in having sex and you don't really know why, or you're stressed out about your kid because you found candy wrappers hiding somewhere, and is my daughter having an issue, or is this normal behavior, or and there's only so much we can help them with. And like in anything, the more you know, the more you realize you don't know. So we really need a team of these experts to come together just to offer education and equipping so that people can pick and choose what they need in their lives so they can live their best life.
So you guys, as gynecologists, saw this need for, I don't want to just treat you once a year and look at you and be like, okay, everything looks fine, everything looks normal. I want to treat your full existence, like you said, physical, spiritual, mental, all those parts of who we are. I want to treat the full person, and I want to really help you become the best version of yourself, not just do a quick checklist and then send you on your way. Because I will say, as just going through being pregnant and having a baby, I have had more anxiety this past year and a half than I've ever had in my entire life, because the questions are so huge. Mm-hmm. I get teary just thinking about it because I'm still hormonal. But like, and it's just a big deal. Like, it's your own life. And then B, if you're a mom, you're bringing another life into the world. And there are so many huge questions that I thank goodness I have this pediatrician who's actually in the same building, Dr. Graff, who will let me text him. But I have texted him several times in pure panic attacks. Like, what's happening here? What do I do now? Like, is everything normal? So to have this group that you guys have created, FYI, to be a resource where you can come with those giant questions that completely overwhelm you, send you to the fetal position on the floor, and then you have like a group that gets together to talk about them, that's a huge asset. And I remember hearing about y'all because we did this event together in Nashville for a magazine, Nashville Edit, and it was like tons of awesome people in the community that got together. And y'all were Grayson was one of the speakers, and I got to interview you, and I heard about FYI. I was like, what a needed resource for women, and how awesome that we have this in Nashville. Mm-hmm. So like you said, if your kid's not sleeping, or if your kid's showing signs of like anxiety, or if what's going on with your sex life, all sorts of questions, you can bring to this group, and then y'all find an expert, or you offer a conversation about a topic that women are going through, and you get to come meet about it and talk about it. How genius
that's
is
right.
that?
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's been a lot of fun too. And that's the other thing. We value, you know, laughter, even when, and that's why we love your podcast so much, even with hard things, hard questions, hard scenarios. Hey, we can laugh and talk this through, and we love bringing your group together. And actually tomorrow we have my dear friend Sissy Goff, who's authored a book called Raising Worry-Free Girls. So she's going to come
and be our speaker. Free girls.
And boys too, you know, parents of boys and girls are going to come, and then they're going to get to come be with our in our gathering here of 15 people and get to hear her bullet points about, you know, what do we do, you know, because it's such a hard topic, and then get to ask their own questions, get to ask their personal questions. So that's just one example. And Dr. Araf, he's been a speaker too, and talking about how to help us get our kids to sleep at night. And I have an 8 and 9 year old, and Julie's a 3 to 5 year old, and you've got a few month old. And so, you know, and if you don't sleep, in addition to being generally exhausted and everything else, you're in trouble.
So what birthed FYI for y'all? How did you guys say, we got to do this?
Well, I think we've both been in practice for over 20 years, so we have a lot of professional experience in taking care of women. So we've seen a lot of things and worked in different areas. And so I think it's just really a culmination of professional growth and personal growth, too, that has happened in each of us separately. And then when we came to work together 5 years ago, it was kind of this igniting of something bigger.
Right, yeah. Just our daily conversations, working together.
Saying, you saw this
we've
got
to do something, or, you know, what about this, or what do you think about that, and who can help us with this? And in our community, I mean, we're in Nashville here, we're in the healthcare capital, and we have a lot of great folks in town, but also they can be hard to get to.
And,
you know,
you
it can take months to get in there. That's
people.
Right. So first, you have to identify them, and then get an appointment, which can be very hard to do. It could be 3, 4, 5 months out.
Well, how do you know
and if you're in
the right
a feel like you're in a crisis, right? That's right. So it's like we can do better than this. This is just, you know, why can't we have our friends and colleagues who are experts and who live in the city? We're very blessed.
We can
create a space and do this. This is not that, you know, out of this world. We can do this, and won't that be great? And the topics are endless. And so just anything, whether it relates to raising kids, or we had a personal stylist here today talking about, you know, wardrobe things, but as they relate to, you know, your life. We all put clothes on every day, at least most of us, right? That is an emotional issue too, you know, and especially for women, you know, and
totally.
Talking about the emotional components and confidence, building confidence is really a lot of what we're talking about.
Go ahead.
And so many times, unless you've experienced, if you've gone to see an expert and you've had a really positive experience and you're like, oh, it's so life-giving to you, but unless you meet that person, you don't really know how powerful that is. And so one of the obstacles we ran into in our gynecology practice is somebody who's maybe in the moment wanting to talk about some really hard emotional stuff that they were going through, or they knew that they needed to clean up their eating, but they didn't, you know, they needed help with that. But life gets in the way. It's just, and then if you hand them a card, go follow up with this person, they'd really help you. Sometimes it just feels like one more thing to do.
It totally feels like one more thing to do.
Yes, yes. And so I'm like, oh, I'm supposed to go over here to meet with this dietitian, and then I need to go over here.
And it's a process. And
yes.
It's like, ugh, you don't
yes.
have time for that. You don't want to do that. It involves being vulnerable and like putting yourself out there, maybe in a way that you don't want to.
And what if I don't like them?
What if you don't connect?
Mm-hmm.
And another thing I think is so cool is me being like in the entertainment industry, I have no idea of what's going on in the medical world. I don't have any connections to it. I don't have any insider, like, indoors to it. Like, I don't know how to get to all these experts. I don't even know who the experts are that I need to be talking to. I don't even know what the conversations are that I want to have, but I know I want to be involved because this is my life, my child's life, my husband's life, all your livelihood is with people like you guys. And so to have y'all offering the service where you've screened it, like you already know who the best is, who is going to cover this topic that you can trust, that you guys put your stamp of approval on. To me, that is like, oh my gosh, what a relief. You just took all this legwork out that I don't have to do, that I don't even know how to do, where to start, that I feel like I'm swimming in an uphill stream. So now it's just like done for you. And you're offering, is it weekly meetings? Yeah.
Several a week. Yeah. Several.
About 3 to 5.
Mm-hmm. 3 to 5 meetings a week. Okay, so tell me how it plays out, of how the, where the meetings happen, what the what some of the topics have been so far, and how you get involved with FYI.
So our space here is in our office building. So our office building is here in this Bell Mead Hill Center, right next door to St. Thomas West and next to the Publix grocery. And so our office is downstairs on the third floor, and our FYI space is here on the fourth floor. We have a dedicated space that's a nice conference space. And our website on FYI.health, you can look at the whole range, the upcoming calendar for the month, and see if any topics appeal to you. And then it's
That website?
FYI.health.
FYI.health, okay.
Mm-hmm. And then it's open to the public, so anyone can just go online and register for any gathering. They're $39 per gathering.
So you can just do one gathering.
You can just do one at a time. Mm-hmm. So you can just do one at a time if you just want to come check it out or see, you know, see how valuable it is. And if you decide, hey, this, I think I'm going to be coming frequently, it's a $99 per month subscription. You can come as often as you like. And with the month-to-month subscription, it also includes a telemedicine subscription as well.
Now, this is what's really cool.
And so for you and your family, up to 5 members can call a physician 24/7. And we're partnered with Teladoc, and we thought that was really valuable to folks.
What's
and we
Teladoc?
See a lot of people, they're a national telemedicine company.
So like you and call have, in and
mm-hmm,
a doctor
you just call in, you call this 1-800 number, tell them what's going on, they'll have a physician call you back within 30 minutes.
So if you sign up for FYI for $99 a month, not only can you come to any meeting that you want to, and you can also call on this number 24 hours mm-hmm. of the day, mm-hmm. and you get a doctor on the other
That's
end
right.
of the phone.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So you always have access to a physician mm-hmm. with any question.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now that is just like gold in itself.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so, and you know, with a baby, you know, obviously Dr. Graff's gonna call you back. But you know, a lot of folks in town are new to Nashville. They don't have established healthcare here. And if they have a problem, they either have to go to urgent care, go to the ER and say, you know, they have a headache or bladder infection, you know, they can utilize the service really easily without having to try to research and figure out where to go and who to see. And so we're trying to take some of the barriers out to make it easier for people. And it also includes other more detailed services like helping you with if you do have a health insurance, they'll have a person dedicated to helping you if you get an EOB after being in the hospital. Let's say you've had your baby and then the hospital sends you a 10-page you know expense report and you can't figure out what's going on. They have people dedicated to that in addition to like subscription benefits.
That's
and other
legit.
Things
it is, after just it having
is.
A baby
like, what is all this?
The hospital just keeps calling. I'm like, are you ever gonna stop? Appreciate you.
Yeah, or if your doctor orders a test, like a CT scan or an MRI, those are really expensive tests.
Yeah.
And depending on where you go, who your insurance has a contracted rate with, the rate varies.
Really?
And so what you could do is call this medical advocacy arm of the telehealth and say, this is what's been ordered for me, and they'll help you find the cheapest place to go in your area. So they'll price shop for you, which is really nice.
Wow, so it's just like having a full, y'all are just a full-time advocate mm-hmm. service mm-hmm. for kind of like medical, but across the board women's needs.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yep. And if there's something that we don't offer, you know, we want this to be for the women who come. And so if there's something that we don't offer that a member or an attendee really would love to hear about, they can share that with us. And what we'll do is we'll find an expert, vet them out, and then invite them to come and speak. Mm-hmm. And then that way they can come back and have direct access in a small group setting with the expert that they really wanted to hear from.
To me, this is just a brilliant, amazing, needed asset in Nashville. When I first heard about it at the group seminar thing that we were doing, I remember just being blown away by the idea and thinking, wow, what a gift to this community, because I just know how hard it is as a mom to get done what you need to get done, you know? Like, especially if you're working or, I mean, whatever you're doing, just like keeping your head above water is really hard. And then you have all these big questions, but you don't know where to start. So I just love that y'all had the heart to start this, because this is not an easy thing just to add on top of your busy lives already. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a whole nother job on top of your very busy, demanding jobs and on top of being a mom.
Right.
So how are you guys finding balance for it?
Well, we kind of don't have it right now.
Aren't we all working on balance all the time?
Well, and that's a thing. Like,
you know, with anything that you start up that's new, you expect to put some real legwork into it because it's valuable, you know. And Julie says a lot, and it's true. Anything worth doing is, you know, is going to require some sweat. And that's fine. You know, we're used to working hard, but we love our patients and our friends and family so much that this is that important to have, you know, have access for them, to provide resources for people. And as you said, you know, see, we don't think of ourselves as medical insiders, but it's true. We are. We have access to all these folks. And it's just like, and again, with your friends, and when you meet somebody that you love and you want your friends to meet them, and you think, I love this person, I want you to meet. We feel that way in this medical sense of caring for women and their families. God, wouldn't it be great if Caroline, if folks could meet this speaker? Like, they have so much to offer, and you know, want to invite them in.
Like, I'm excited because we were talking before we set up this interview, that I'm hopefully gonna put together a group of women and have a sex specialist come, right? Mm-hmm. And talk about just like, not just like, oh, let's get crazy with sex, but like, let's get down to like nuts and bolts of sex and what's happening, and like talk about sex.
Right.
You know, all the questions that you have, and like how fun and informative is that? And that would be something that I would never just go seek out a sex specialist.
Right.
You know? And neither would any of my friends, but wouldn't I love to learn some stuff?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sure. And we see that a lot too, and that's been a lot of the impetus for FYI as well, is that these are questions many of us have, whether it's a change in your life season, you've had a baby, or menopause, or all kinds of reasons, and we talk to women all day, like, my libido's changed, or this, or that, or what about birth control, but many of us have these same questions. But they may seem embarrassing, or
totally,
you know, this and that. But how great if I can come to this, you know, place with friends, and hey, she can ask the questions, or you know, and let everybody else, you know, see what we can learn from each other.
And just putting yourself in an environment of openness, where it's mm-hmm. just like, and that's what I really love about this podcast, especially now that it's so women focused, and this community of Nashville. There is just a movement with women going on across the world, but mm-hmm. it's happening in Nashville in a big way. And I feel like so many women are like, listen, let's come together. Let's talk about some real stuff. Let's combine forces. Let's figure out where we can help each other. And like you guys, I have access to medical experts. I am a medical expert. Let me help you with what I know. And then I just find that to be so empowering, because it's just going to make us all better. And we all get to use each other's gifts, which is so
mm-hmm.
cool.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What made y'all decide that you had to do this? What was the moment where you're like, this is a lot of work, but A, come up with it, but B, we have to do this?
Well, I think it's something, an idea that, a need that we saw individually in our professional practice 10 plus years ago. But we didn't really have clarity as to how to address all these needs, because a lot of Western medicine is really kind of boxed in by the whole, you know, insurance company system and the payer system. And so we have all these women that would come to us with various needs, and I could tell them, you know, it was probably overwhelming to them in a 15-minute visit, like, okay, this is a great person for you to talk to for this. This is a great person for you to talk to you about that. Have you ever heard about anti-inflammatory eating? Okay, you don't know what anti-inflammatory eating is, so you can go to this website and take a look at that. But to have the expectation that somebody would leave, implement all of those things, it's not going to happen. And so when I was younger, I was like, why is this not happening? Why is this not happening?
I'm telling everyone exactly what they need to do.
Right. And it's not working. And so there wasn't anything that existed that felt doable, mm-hmm. That people that I trusted, because, you know, just because somebody has a certain specialty doesn't mean that I have confidence in them. Mm-hmm. And so I wanted to be able to, there are certain people you know, I'm like, go to this counselor. This counselor's really good, you know.
You know, yes.
And so this was a way, once we came up with the model, it was a light bulb moment of, you know, if we could figure out a way to do all this, you're like, that sounds great. Yeah, I want to be a part of that, but how are you going to do that, really, without driving yourself crazy and all of that? And so once we came up with the idea of a subscription-based model, we could really customize it in any way we want to and make it for other people. It's like we just want to help people, really. And
how do you find all the people to come talk? Like, where do they come from?
We have a lot of friends and colleagues that we know over the years. And from other physicians, from patients. Patients tell us a lot about their experiences that they've had, that they're really excited how much help they've received. And then we will meet whoever that may be, if it's a counselor, psychiatrist, gastroenterologist.
And, you know, in my own personal story, like anyone else, it's like life is hard. Life is hard, and there are seasons that are really tough. And when I was going through some of my own difficult seasons, the people that came and really gave me life-giving information were the ones that I gravitated towards. And I think they were authentic, they were kind, they were direct. And I have come to really truly believe that that's really what most of us want. We want authenticity, we want kindness and directness, and not everybody is safe.
That, amen to that. Yes. And if we don't have the resources to vet these people, then we might end up in an unsafe situation.
Right.
So what is y'all's hope for FYI?
Well, our hope is that just for it to be life-giving, you know, that it can grow and serve people in this way, that they can see what's available and have this opportunity to come meet experts and meet potential friends and colleagues and be community. And
that's awesome.
And who knows, maybe one day we can expand and be across the country and provide some of these services in other cities, and or even potentially have some kind of video streaming, something like that.
Yeah,
so
like
maybe you can help us with that. That's right. You can show us how you do all this communication.
Because truly, this would be something that people could like log into and watch,
ask their questions
as the seminar is happening. You know. So how long is each meeting?
An hour.
Perfect.
Yeah, and we might our hope is to have larger interdisciplinary events where we can go to a larger space and widely publicize it, and maybe get a panel of expert speakers and have a moderator come, and you know, whatever the topic being, if it's, you know, parenting or fatigue, you know, even
menopause, right?
But you have a dietitian there, and you have a counselor there, and you have a medical doctor there, and you have, you know, somebody, you know, an exercise specialist or whatever the right fit seems to be for the topic. And then where people can come and just ask their questions and hear, like, have a really engaging conversation and leave better and more equipped than when they came.
That's awesome.
Not entertainment, really. Not that that's bad, but just like, just to be fed in some kind of
knowledge way.
Right.
That's all we want. I mean, truly, that's all that I'm looking for is when I do anything with my life, especially this year on my vision board, it's like less, do less, but more purposeful. Everyone, like, you want to spend your time and have it have purpose and have it have meaning and learn something and make you better and wiser, or help you with anxiety or whatever you're going through. You want it to feed you in a positive way.
Right.
And too, on the goal list is strengthen families. You know, anything that can not only help women, but we're in families, right? Whether I have a daughter, or I am a daughter or a sister, you know, and that's a goal. Strengthen those relationships.
By default, it's a built-in support group. Well, I mean, I guess that's the point of it, but it's a support group. You have these, if you're a part of FYI, you have endless resources to talk to, reach out to, lean on. I'm sure you build friendships within this group. You see people showing up. having questions, you're connecting over that. It's just a great way for women to come together and have big conversations about scary things and realize it's okay. Mm-hmm.
And that is kind of counterculture in mm-hmm. our digital age. I mean, there's so much information on the internet and it's kind of overwhelming, and some of it's really good, but you need to know, you know, how to filter through that, or how to, you know, where to go for that. But you know, that's the hard part, is everybody is so busy and we have all this information at our fingertips that we can access, but then it's overwhelming. What do you do with it?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
You know,
and we say all the time too, and this is one of the drivers to get FYI up and running, is that, you know, Dr. Google can really lead you down some rabbit trails and really start to make you crazy. And, you know, we'll say in the office sometimes, gosh, I mean, that Dr. Google will have you just dead in 5 seconds, you know?
You're dead.
And yeah, I mean, you're in big trouble. And especially with some gynecologic topics, you can imagine, I tell folks, it's like, whatever you do, don't Google pictures. Do not, you know, it's going to be bad. And you're going to be really scared, you know? And yeah, they do. And so, and again, so FYI is a place to serve, like, hey, don't Google, please don't Google some of these subjects. Just come, show up, ask as many questions as you want, meet some people who know what they're talking about, and you know, take some of the fear that the internet can lead to out of it.
I love that. So y'all are meeting like 2 or 3 times a week, mm-hmm. at lunchtime, at noon?
Many are at lunch. We have some 9, mostly throughout the workday, okay. 9 to 4. Mm-hmm. Some evening times as well. 5 and 6 o'clock.
That is a lot of energy y'all are putting into this. Two to three to four meetings a week.
Well, we started at 5 to 8. Yeah, but yeah, it's
so
3 to 5
really
is about.
We just want to provide a range for people. So if you're working, if you're not working, if you work at night, you know, just to have some real variety depending on what's convenient for people.
And a lot of it is testing out the times, because everybody is so busy, you know, but noon seemed to get the most, the most attendance so far. But our hope is, as it grows, I mean, we have this space 24/7. So if there's a real interest in certain times of day or whatever, we can make that happen.
This is amazing. Mm-hmm. You women are incredible. And I feel lucky that I've just like somehow gotten involved with y'all's whole movement. Like, it was a total accident on my part. I just fell into it because we were in the same Nashville Edit Magazine seminar thing. And I happened to meet y'all and connect with y'all. And I was like, wow, that's really cool what's happening around. There's so many cool women that are working in y'all's space. Mm-hmm. And then you're just taking it next level because you want to make the world a better place. It's like, dang. This is awesome. This is so cool. I felt like very drawn to y'all right away. Mm-hmm. So I'm very grateful to know you guys. I'm glad to know about FYI. I want to be a part of FYI, and I want people listening to this to check FYI out. So you go to FYI.health, especially, well, really if you're in the Nashville area, but hopefully check it out anyway if you're not, because hopefully this will start getting a presence on the web where people can tune in. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think a webinar just would be easy to log into. Mm-hmm. So hopefully as this grows, people outside of Nashville can join too. But this is just a really great space for women to talk about tough questions in the health world and beyond. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I don't think there's anything out there like this. I definitely have never heard of anything like this.
I think
we have
a different animal.
Oh,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you for having us. Oh, we appreciate you and what you're doing. It's wonderful.
Well, I think we're all doing the same thing in our own areas. You know, it's like,
sure.
How do we use what we have to, A, make it a career for ourselves, but then, B, really help people, help women in particular. Like, know that you're not alone. Know that you can come together and talk about stuff. And I think it's awesome.
And becoming a mother, for me, I became a mother later in life, but it was a big catalyst, actually, to kind of even do more, because it's important to me to create an environment or contribute to society where my kids are going to be, and I want them to thrive, and I want them to be surrounded by healthier people and strong families, and know that there's food doesn't come from a grocery store, it comes from other places, and to value, you know, why we need to take care of, you know, certain things, and to model to them. Mm-hmm. And so that was a big encouragement to me because parenting changes certain things. It changes everything. It changes really. Really?
Everything.
Everything. But, you know, that was just, you know, another way for me to love them.
Mm-hmm. I love that.
Mm-hmm.
Make the world a better place in honor of your children.
Mm-hmm.
So I leave every interview with Leave Your Light and just kind of all-encompassing of who you women are in general. And FYI, what do you want people to know? It's just a big, broad question.
You know, I used to think that I had the power to kind of change. You know, if I just tried hard enough, you know, I could change people, change their mind, change their actions, all of that. And it was a humbling experience, but a necessary one to realize I wasn't that powerful to do that. And so what I have come to learn and accept about myself is that really all I'm called to do is to live as authentically as I know how, and to be the same Julie you would meet, you know, if you came over to my house, the same Julie you'd meet in the FYI space, the same Julie you'd meet if you came to see me at the gynecology office, and then and whoever that impacts in a positive way, then that's really the best that I can do. But what I was doing beforehand was trying to change myself to please other people, and I was dying inside. And so that's been the most freeing thing for me. It's like, well, it took me a while, but I'm here, and I'm like, I'm so sad that you feel that way, and this is what I can offer you, you know.
I love that. Mm-hmm. I love that. How great that you're there.
That is great.
Doesn't matter when you get there, you got there.
It took a lot of therapy.
I love Julie. I know. How am I supposed to say anything after that, Julie?
God. Well, we're not seeing
that
Julie.
That is true. She, I know. It's true. And just that authenticity. And that's, you know, what I was just thinking is that, you know, I believe we have a creator, and our creator made us unique, right? There's like that Dr. Seuss saying, you know, be the best you. There's only one you. And that's true. And we're valuable because he made us valuable. And so, boy, doesn't that take the pressure off to try to be something else, you know?
Yes.
So what a relief, even though maybe those were messages growing up or from social media or whatever's going on, but, you know, you really are, you know, you and value that. Because, you know, nobody wants to see us all be the same. That's boring.
That's so
we don't
boring.
Want boring. Yeah.
We don't want boring. And that's just to circle back around to FYI, why I love what you're doing with FYI, because it's really helping us to be ourselves. It's really helping us to stand strong in the fact that, like, it's okay to have questions. It's okay to be insecure. It's okay to be worried. It's okay to not know what's happening. But we can talk about it. And you don't have to hide it.
Right. And you can have a different opinion without judgment.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Absolutely. You don't have to hate someone for mm-hmm. thinking differently.
Mm-hmm.
You don't hate a banana because it's not an orange. You know? It's like, come on.
Hey, right. Settle down.
I love that. I love what you're doing, and I'm so happy to know you guys. Thank you
likewise,
so much
likewise.
For joining.
Thank you. Thank you.
And I can't wait for a big FYI sex seminar.
Yeah. Free to tell us a day. We're so excited.
There will probably be some wine.
Oh, I mean, you can't talk about sex without wine. Let's be real.
Yeah.
Okay, love you guys. Thank you for joining me.
Thank you.
Bye.